This is the Real BS Show, and it's time for some Southern Rock. Is that it?
Yeah, some Southern Rock.
This is a song that the BS Band's going to do. Dead Man's Road.
Dead and cold. Don't go
this is the Real BS Show. We're back. It's a nice, beautiful day out.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
We saw an osprey earlier. That was pretty cool. I think it was an osprey. You know, we got those flying around.
Hawks, eagles, ospreys, they're all the same.
And you got a deer story, don't you?
Deer story, yeah. I'm snoozing in the woods and a deer walked right up beside me. Just stood there and looked at me.
Oh, yeah.
And I started talking to him. He didn't move. That was weird, really weird.
Huh.
Stretched out on a lawn chair underneath the pine tree, and a deer just walked right up beside me.
Was it like a foot or a couple feet away from you?
I could have reached out and touched him, yeah. And he just stood there, and he just looked at me.
Yeah, they're getting too comfortable, aren't they?
Yeah, and then I don't know, I talked to him for a while, and then he just kind of walked off 10 feet or so and just stood there and looked at me, and I said, you better get going. Yeah, he finally took off. He scared me because he just walked right up beside me and I didn't see him coming. I could hear something, but he didn't. Then there he was, boom.
it's official. You're a Disney princess now.
Yeah. Wow, I don't know. Yeah. That was, they're getting too friendly. Them and the rabbits. Holy smokes, rabbits! They don't even run away anymore.
Yeah, that's how it is on my property. The rabbits there don't even care. They're just running around.
I just tell them, you guys get to eating more, so I don't have to mow this stuff. You know, jeez.
Yeah. I've had a deer almost run me over one time when I was getting out of a vehicle, and it was running back to the apple trees. You know, and I was like, oh, it was like ran right past me. But now that it's getting that time of year, they're getting wound up. You know.
I guess. I don't know. It's hot out. Maybe they're dizzy, too. Man.
That's true.
The humidity's got to go. I don't know.
It's really high humidity.
I think they should pass a law down there in Washington.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. It was 100% humidity this morning. That's been a battle for me is keeping the humidity down. Even with an AC, it still is above 60 sometimes. And if that's too much, you can get black mold and stuff if you're not careful, you know?
I don't know.
And there's places in India where it's called the wet bulb, where, it's 100% humidity and the dew point's the same temperature as what's outside. So they're having water condensate inside their house, like on your ceilings and walls. Imagine that, living like that. That'd be horrible. When you sweat, it doesn't evaporate, you know?
I don't know.
Well, if you're out in the desert, when you sweat, at least it evaporates and it cools you.
Well, in a couple of weeks, it'll turn to 20 below zero.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, that's what,
you're whining about it being too cold.
It's the truth. You know, right now, what they're predicting is we're going to have another winter like last year. So.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
That was awful.
I don't know if that's true still, but that's what I'm hearing.
I mean, when it's that hot or that cold, you can't do anything.
No.
You can't. There's no sense even going outside. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah.
And so you're stuck.
When I was out hunting last year, the snow was up to my chest in certain spots because it blew in, but it was 3 feet on average everywhere. And I wasn't moving fast, but I could tell the deer were struggling to move through the snow. And that I haven't seen that in a long time. Deer
so we got
struggling.
Another year of that coming?
Maybe. Maybe a little bit weaker. Who knows? We'll have to see.
I hope so.
I look at the long-term weather forecast because it does help predict what your winter is going to be like.
What'd you say? The feather forecast?
I screwed up and I stuttered there. weather forecast.
You're getting old, dude.
I've been like me. When I was younger, my mother would go through all the names of the kids. Like she'd be like, Brad, Aaron, Seth, Megan, she would try to get the right name who she was trying to talk to and end up saying all of our names. And then it'd piss her off more because she'd mess up. And I kind of thought that was funny then. Now I'm starting to do that, I'm starting to mess up the names and words. Maybe it's just a stroke. Who knows? That's a joke.
Well, let's do a couple songs by that Doc Holliday guy.
Yeah.
Or band or whatever.
I haven't heard them in a long time. I guess they
never heard them before ever in my life. Ever.
Yeah, they were, I guess, bigger.
Was it back in the 80s?
Bigger in the 80s, and they used to tour with a few bands out there like Ozzy Osbourne and stuff like that. So they weren't unknown, but they were more Southern rock,
Huh.
So.
Even at 75, you learn something.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ooh. For what? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
For nothing.
Well, you never know. You might use it for something.
On a quiz show someday and win $1 million.
Or when you're playing this song that, you know, we just played, you know, you don't remember, you know, oh, this is from the 80s, you know. And you're covering in 2025, and that's how many years later? Because that's 81.
As far as I'm concerned, it's from the 2020s.
That's 44 years ago, Bill.
Yeah, well, it works now for me.
That's 2 years older than me, you know. This song, so that's just kind of crazy thinking about. But.
Well, let's play a couple more by Doc Holliday, see what it sounds like.
All right.
Okay?
Living on the outside, ain't nobody. sun looks at the sky and the highway and says, all right. It's all right. I'm a free man. I can go where I want to go, do what I want to do to get what I
BS show?
Yeah.
Some Southern rock.
Southern rock.
That trips your trigger.
Yeah.
So what's this Kings Leon thing? Are they Southern rock?
They're Southern rock, in my opinion.
I never heard of them.
Yeah, they're newer. Not newest, band out there, but in my opinion, this is one of my favorite bands. They have a lot of good songs. They're a little bit slower in some of their songs, some of their faster songs, but I find them... The whole vibe that they give is kind of a nice chill group,
Well, it's be all new to me.
Yeah. We're not playing the more risque songs, though. We're staying away from that, steering away from them, because they have one that's called Sex on Fire. We're not playing that today.
Yeah.
That's a little bit too much.
We're too old for that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, hey, I noticed a thread in a lot of these bands. A lot of them, these Southern rock groups, they sang in churches. When they were younger.
That's how Steve started. He started singing in church.
Yeah.
His mom was all proud of him.
Yeah. So when you hear this next group, you definitely, you can tell there's like a church vibe to it a little bit, you know?
Well, let's get to it.
Yeah.
I won't ever be
The Real BS Show.
That was Southern Rock?
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, more modern, yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
That sounds like nothing I remember.
It adds a little bit of spice to it, we'll say that.
Oh, you know? Okay.
There's other bands out there like Wyatt Flores, who mix country and Southern rock together with some a little bit of Mexican rock, and it's really interesting stuff, but that's getting too far out there.
That sounded like something from Mars.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is. It's definitely out there.
Mars country rock.
Yeah, they. It's just, you know, people. You can have different takes on it. I guess if you stick too much to a genre, it kind of gets stale. You know, but you know, Wikipedia has them as Southern rock, so we'll just call.
Well,
that.
Who's going to argue with them?
Yeah, I know, right?
Not me. That's for sure.
Yeah, don't get them mad. They'll put a bad article in for you.
No, they don't care about me.
Yeah, they might. They care for you, Bill.
Yeah, right.
Every time you get on there, they ask for a donation. but no, we got a.
So what do you got next here?
Lynyrd Skynyrd on cocaine.
Lynyrd Skynyrd. Wow.
Yeah, that's a band. That's a Southern rock band.
Yeah, know. That's for sure.
You know,
that's for sure. They had a plane crash there, and Lynyrd Skynyrd, yeah. The guy died.
Yeah, one of them did. Yeah,
a lead singer. Yeah. I think his name was Lynyrd Skynyrd,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, but it's another. It kind of reminds me of, you know, talking about is that Southern rock. It kind of reminds me of the band Alabama, right? You know, they people were like, oh, that's not country. But in a lot of ways, they were. Just they mixed a little bit of rock in, you know? And if you listen to, like, Charlie's Daniels, which we got coming up, I mean, he's more country and Southern rock, but he's also country, you know? I don't know, just, you go back through time. Elvis mixed, you know, blues and jazz and rock and roll together.
Well, he died, too. Jack Daniels. No, not Jack Daniels. Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, Charlie Daniels.
I just remember seeing a rider from him, and they wanted 40 bottles of Jack Daniels.
It must be his cousin, you know.
Hunter in Titusville. Yeah. Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Yeah, Charlie Daniels died in 2020. Yeah.
I think they had to import it. There wasn't 20 bottles of Jack Daniels in the whole town of Titusville.
did you know that the county where Jack Daniels is made is the dry county? It's kind of an ironic thing.
But they must be in Tennessee somewhere.
Yeah, some eastern Tennessee. They make an exemption for Jack Daniels. That's kind of... I don't know if you had family members that were teetotalers at all, did you?
Like, just me.
Just you? Well, I personally am the type, I don't care what people do as long as they don't harm anybody else. But I had a lot of great aunts that were super teetotalers. So they were all about, back in the day of prohibition, they 100% supported it. And were repulsed and offended when they abolished the prohibition. And I'm sitting there thinking...
Abolished what? Prohibition?
Prohibition. Prohibition. Oh, you're making me stutter, Bill. When they banned alcohol.
Prohibition.
Prohibition, yeah, thank you.
Oh, okay.
It's been a long week, okay?
Yeah, it's too hot out there.
My brain's fried, so I'm stuttering here and there, messing my words up. I'll admit it.
So we got some drug music coming up?
Yeah, drug music, yeah.
Southern rock style?
Yes, and I promise I'm not on drugs.
Okay.
only nicotine and caffeine.
That's close enough.
That's close enough, yeah.
Okay, let's see what they got.
I heard it better that time than the last time.
The next one was cocaine. We were just all feeling real good, and it was Lenny's idea. Lenny just started singing it or playing it or something. But anyway, let's see. Charlie played bass on this song.
Yeah, it's a different kind of sound, too.
And me and Alan played guitar. Billy played piano. Taz played organ. And David Dix played the drums. And Jimmy Hall sang, Lenny and him split, you know, they both sang it. Yeah. And then Jimmy played harp on it. And it's just kind of a jam, loose jam.
All right, here we go.
Crazy song we just did. It's by J.J. Kale.
All right, silence. Take three.
okay. One more time. Hey. She don't lie, she don't lie, she don't lie. How can? Okay. Sweet, sweet, okay. Woo. Okay. But I need okay. Every night, every day. I feel so good, I feel so good.
Young. smell of death surround you. Speak a word when you're full of blues. Say you'll be alright come tomorrow, but tomorrow might not be here for you.
This is the Real BS Show. We're back.
We're back.
ain't going to be going.
This is, we're pretty close to the end here, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
I'm getting sleepy. I ain't been drinking Coke for the last week now.
I know. No,
that's
cocaine.
Hard to stop. You know that.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to live without.
Shoot. Yeah. Yeah.
But I've been doing it for almost a week, and that's why I'm all sleepy and everything all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What's in there? That's caffeine.
Caffeine. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Boy.
Did you know Coca-Cola? I'm talking about cocaine from the first song that Lynyrd Skynyrd covered of Eric Clapton's. Coca-Cola is the only country or only company in the United States that can legally import coca leaves. It's used for flavoring in the Coca-Cola. Uh-huh. Useless fact 10500.
Yeah, useless fact. I've been all these years without knowing that.
Well, then you're going to forget when you walk out of here.
I've been drinking it for 55 years, and now all of a sudden it upsets my stomach.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense.
Hmm.
I don't even want to test it. I just want to
maybe
try to drink ginger ale or water or something. I don't know.
Maybe give it a few weeks and see what happens.
Yeah. Go back to my old bad habits.
I drink Coca-Cola once in a while. I'll do the fountain once in a while here and there, but I really prefer maybe once a month or so. I'll go get a glass bottle with real sugar in it. It's called it's Coca-Cola, but it's made in Mexico. I'll buy that once in a while. I like that. It's really nice.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Try it without it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like I say, I'm getting sleepier and sleepier.
Yeah.
If I fall asleep and get in a car crash, you know what happened.
Yeah, I've been there before where there was a few days where I didn't have coffee in the morning, and I love my coffee in the morning. I'll do 2 or 3 cups a day, and it's just a routine. And then there would be a few days where I just didn't have time. If something happened, you know, I had to go do this or run, do this, and I didn't have coffee for a few days. And I'll admit, there was a little bit of I felt kind of blah, you know. But I end up getting out of it, you know, after a while. It's just, it is an addictive substance. I will give you that. There's
something there that's
not. That caffeine is addictive.
Yeah.
I'd get a headache occasionally if I didn't have it, but I control myself.
No headaches here. Just I feel like I'm getting slower and sleepier or something. I ain't got the energy I used to have.
I used to do those energy drinks that had a lot of caffeine in them, and when I stopped those, I'll admit there was something wrong with those drinks. I don't see how people can keep on doing them, but I did them for a while. There were some of them that were really delicious, and they would, you just, bam, you were addicted. It was like smoking cigarettes or something, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to end with this, so we might as well say goodbye to everybody, and I guess we'll see you all next week. Hopefully, everybody.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. Be kind and be nice to everybody and
enjoy the summer.
Do the best. Yeah, try to be happy and count your blessings instead of whining all the time.
Yeah, there
like
you go.
Me.
Oh, we all do that.
Shoot.
I can't think of anybody that doesn't complain about something that happens. You know, it's part of our nature.
Yeah, it doesn't do you any good, though.
Yeah, but sometimes it might be good. You know, sometimes you need to air your grievances, because if you don't, then, you know, it just stews inside your mind, you know.
Then you blow up.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. I've seen that happen. There's people I know that have blown up on people. They're normally a calm person. All of a sudden, they just blow up. And it's like, well, maybe if they just complained once in a while, it might help them.
You know? I don't know.
You know?
It's kind of useless to complain because
it might change something.
Nobody listens anyway.
Well, they might change something.
Nobody wants to listen. You drive all your friends away.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
So you just sit underneath a pine tree and talk to the deer.
Yeah, if they start talking
They'll listen. They'll stand there and look at you and listen all you want.
Yeah, and they're probably, what the hell are you talking about?
They won't answer you, but they'll listen.
Well, if they start replying, then you definitely need to worry. You might be hallucinating.
That shocked me. I mean, it just scared me. I heard something coming up behind me, and then next thing, boom, there's a deer standing right next to me. I reach out and touch him, and he just stood there and looked at me.
Yeah.
I started talking to him, and he didn't go anywhere. He just stood there.
Huh.
That was weird. But I should have had my camera running or something. Could have carried on a conversation with the deer.
Right.
He was a teenager, because he still had some spots on him.
Oh, yeah, young
fawn. But he was
pretty
big, though.
Or an older fawn, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Something else.
You didn't see any buttons on the head, did you? Or was
it bald? No, I didn't. I was looking at his eyes. He was looking at me, and I was looking at him eye to eye.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Imagine if you were sleeping and it started licking you, you know? Jeez.
Yeah.
They've known to do that.
Licked the sweat off me.
Yeah.
They like salt, so
yeah.
I don't know. So anyways, have a good week, everybody, and like I say, be kind, careful what you eat, because you are what you eat.
Yeah, it's true.
And stay healthy, and we'll see everybody back here next week.
See ya.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul." The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show," and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no." The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played, "Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.